I've just played the klaxon because we have our first star who was big in the 80s. And I think, Gordon Ritchie, they are calling from America. Good morning. Who's this?
Christian, it's Christopher Cross. How are you?
Christopher Cross, as in Arthur's theme.
It is, the same one. I was asked by my charity, Music for a Cure, to give you a call. See if we'll go in that money.
Christopher, whereabouts in the States are you calling from?
I'm calling from Austin, Texas.
Austin, Texas. Thank you very much. So what is it, late in the evening there? Is it midnight or...?
Right, just after midnight. That's right, Christian.
Do you know, I still... Arthur's theme... did they have brackets in there? The best you can do?
That's right, the best you can do. Arthur's theme. It comes by many names, but it was a nice song and a nice chance to work with Dudley Moore.
It's a fantastic movie. Have you seen the remake with Russell Brand?
I haven't, as a matter of fact. You know, I think people from my generation kind of can sort of consider Dudley to be Arthur, so I haven't seen the new one.
And do you still do live shows?
I do. As a matter of fact, I'll be at the Bloomsbury Theatre November 7th. That's very kind of you to ask. I have a new album, Dr. Faith, and I'll be at the Bloomsbury on November 7th.
And will you be doing Arthur's theme?
I will. I'll be doing Arthur's theme, Sailing, Ride Like the Wind, the song that people know, as well as some things from the new record and other albums over my career.
And do you get a lot of requests to do your greatest hits?
Oh, yeah, sure. And I would never not do them. You know, Kristen, I think when people come to see you at a show, they're the people who made you who you are. And I think it's part of the evening to play the songs they know. And it is a chance to play new material for them. But you always have to play the hits because that's, again, kind of how you got established. And that's a lot of why they're there.
Would you say, since the 80s, right, and Arthur's theme, has a week ever gone by where you haven't sung a bit of the best that you can do to find love?
Probably not, whether it's on stage or someone coming up on the street asking me to do it. So, but it's a wonderful thing. You know, listen, it's a tough business, and I feel very blessed to have got some songs that people know, you know?
We couldn't trouble you just for, like, one line from that song right now, because over here in the UK, it's dark. It's going to be a glorious sunny day around the country today, but it's that Monday morning. It's a new working week. If there's any way we could just hear just a little bit of the magic from Christopher Cross of Arthur's theme.
Of course. When you get caught between the moon and New York City, the best that you can do is fall in love.
This week, Christopher, can only get better.
Well, it's very kind of you. I'm glad I could bring some sunshine.
Christopher, if the 80s for you, right, the decade that had so much, if you could sum up in one word, that's what we're going to ask all the guests that hopefully call in this week, what would the 80s be for you in one word?
Well, I think just, just fulfillment. You know, it was a film of a dream for me, Christian, you know, just... wanting to do music all my life and getting the recognition of the Grammy Awards and that sort of thing, it's just fulfillment of a dream, like I said, from being a child, you know.
Whenever they talk about great songs in movies, Arthur's theme will always be in the top 20s and top 10 forever. It'll always be such a distinctive song for that movie.
It was, and it was a kind of unusual thing because I think one of the first times that a pop song really helped the movie and the movie helped the pop song. Now it's done a lot more, it's more typical. But at the time, it was sort of a new thing. And like I said, when I read the script, I loved it, and it was a wonderful chance to work with Burt Bacharach, of course, who was a big influence, but also to have a chance to work with Dudley, who was just a wonderful, wonderful young man, very talented.
Ah, cool. Well, listen, Christopher, thank you for being our number one on Who's Calling Christian Big in the 80s and staying up late to give us a call from Austin, Texas. And hopefully we'll come down and see you in November when you're here in London.
I'd love it. I was honoured to be the first one. I just found out this morning. I'm very, very pleased. It's very nice.
You've taken our virginity, Christopher.
Well, you know, I've done it before, so...
It's all about the fulfillment.
It is. A nice ending. Thanks so much, Christian.
Thank you very much, Christopher. We'll see you in November. That was number one then on Who's Calling Christian, and that was Christopher Cross giving us a call.